Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 484 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie is going to talk about her trip to Dallas with Caroline. I'm going to talk about my trip to Auburn to see our friend Ella. And of course, we're going to break down all the most recent developments with our college baseball teams. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. We will have our monthly Southern Living episode out next week. And last week, we released an episode with our good friend Hayden Schott, former A&M baseball player. It was a ton of fun. We would be so happy if you stopped by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And you'll find two links in the show notes for our Birmingham live show. One is if you'd like to purchase the live stream for that live show. And the second is if you're going to be in Birmingham for the live show and you want to make a reservation at Helen, which is our favorite restaurant in Birmingham, there's a way you can get a reservation before Resy opens up. Alrighty, y'all. Thanks so much for being here. And we hope you enjoy episode 484. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
We've been hither, there, and yon over the course of the weekend.
We really have. We've had a lot of travels, a lot of back and forth. We've had a lot of baseball. Do you want to start with baseball? Because I'm going to tell you, you should start with baseball because it was a great weekend for y'all.
It was a great weekend for the Mississippi State Bulldogs. It was a weekend also that could lead one into some grievances with officiating.
Well,
I'll focus on the positive.
Yes.
The positive for me, and it was a good weekend for the Aggies too.
It was
UCLA had the best weekend of everybody. 100.
Well, they're legit. I mean, I just think that's the takeaway, is they're the real deal.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think that State play. Okay, so if you weren't following college baseball on the Flow Sports app this past weekend, you may have missed some developments. And I did, in fact, subscribe to the Flow Sports app so that I could watch the games. Mm-hmm. And at one point, our game against, it was our game against Virginia Tech was so long, and y'all had to play after us. It was like 4 hours and 20 minutes long. And there were points where, if they had a commercial break or whatever, David would flip around that Flow Sports app. And I've never seen such an array of programming.
Okay.
We ended up on one competition that appeared to be like a flag corps from a marching band competing in a gym, but it said at the top that there was no sound due to copyright issues. So we just sat there and watched these people twirl flags with no music going because, they hadn't paid to broadcast the music. That was interesting. But Flow Sports covered this tournament in Dallas. And apparently we had a good many podcast listeners because I got several messages from people who said that they were there to see A&M and they ended up in the same hotel as Mississippi State people, or they were waiting on the A&M game and had a lot of State people around them. And somebody even told me that she felt like State and A&M people were cut from the same cloth. And I thought, well, that's about the truest thing I've ever heard.
I do think that feels accurate.
Yes. So so Mississippi State 1-2. And then for our third game, we played UCLA, who had played A&M the night before, and A&M won two games, and their one loss was to UCLA.
Yeah.
So I did not have high hopes going into that game.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I was measured, but listen, had a ball not been mistaken for a strike, we would have walked in the winning run at the bottom of the ninth, and we would have won it. But alas...
Yes.
That ball was called a strike and we were out. And so we went to 10 innings, but lost 8-7. So
Yeah. But you still played them. They had run ruled A&M the night before. So the fact that y'all played them as close as you did, I think bodes really well for your season and all your hopes and dreams that you've invested into Mississippi State baseball.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to tell you a few things I really liked, Melanie, over the course of this weekend.
Please.
I'm
going
to tell you. Because Jackson was here, Alex's roommate Jackson was here on Saturday. I spoke at a church Saturday morning outside of Birmingham and had the best time. You know, sometimes you just like, I don't know. I got to laugh a lot. I had the best time. Anyway, I came home. Jackson was here and he did not know that I had planned to get the Flow Sports app so I could watch the games on the big television.
Okay.
Our first game was on YouTube, so I could watch it that way. Anyway, so we got that thing set up and college baseball, I will say, on the big television is quite a treat.
Oh, I can
so
imagine.
He sat here and watched a chunk of, I mean, our whole game and then a chunk of y'all's game. And then he had to leave to go to a thing he was supposed to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But, and listen, we have such a shared language, Jackson and I do, about the college baseball situation and about Caden Sorrell. You know, like I know his favorite Aggies, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so, anyway, all that to say, here's what I liked about the Bulldogs. We were aggressive batters. Like we were really, really focused. We hit well. We saw the ball well. I think that's a huge improvement from last year. I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
Our pitching depth is exceptional. Like we haven't had this and people are healthy. So fingers crossed on that.
But yeah.
The number one thing that impacted me was not even in a game. Mm-hmm. It was after our game against Virginia Tech. And there's a video of Brian O'Connor, who's our coach, going around and specifying what was impressive about the second inning of the ball game to me.
Oh, okay.
And he did it with first and last names. Because you know as well as I do that a lot of times when coaches talk about players and they'll say, and I tell you what, 24 got it done.
Yeah.
And 58 was on fire. And you think, because you know you're familiar with them, but you don't trust yourself necessarily to get first or last name right in a pinch. But he was like, Aiden Teal went up to the plate and like he was so specific. And then Ace Reese hit a 2-run homer. And then like, and he takes it through first and last name with all the great things the players did and that kind of intention and that kind. You know what I mean? Like that kind of specific encouragement where you're not just naming the thing, but you're naming the person who did it. Listen, all day long. All
so good.
Day long for me. So.
So good. Love that. Love that.
I know. It was great. So now we have to go play Southern Miss in Hattiesburg. And Southern Miss is good.
Yeah. Southern Miss, I feel like, is always, they've always got a solid team, I feel like.
They do. And so, and you know, we used a good many pitchers. We still have some.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a four-day series having to turn around and go down there on a Tuesday. So we'll see how that goes. But I thought they did great. I've got, you know, nothing but happy feelings about the season and about the team. And I would imagine you feel the same way.
I do. Yeah. I feel great about our team. I think that we've got a lot of potential. I think we're missing a couple of people that I think could make a real difference just because of injuries and stuff. So it'll be interesting to see how that, you know, how that plays out when everybody's healthy. But I felt good about the weekend. I will say, so Caroline and I were in Dallas this weekend, and we did talk about staying Saturday night. We were going home Saturday. We talked about staying Saturday night for the game against UCLA. Ultimately, we opted not to do that, mainly because Caroline was the responsible adult who said, I really need to get back to College Station. I have a lot of stuff I need to do. And so,
okay,
I know. It was like, whatever.
Whatever.
Way to be responsible. I got to do your schoolwork or
that's
whatever,
right.
You know? And so, anyway, we left. And then I'm going to say that the way that game played out, I was glad that I had not spent the money for another night in a hotel to go watch that situation. So I was glad to go ahead and go home. I did get a good laugh because Gully let me know they also got the Flow Sports app so that they could watch it. And she said that her husband John's comment was that watching that game on Flow Sports felt like they had just compiled a bunch of footage from some different Ring doorbells and spliced it together.
That's very accurate. So, David said at one point, he said, hey, you play your cards right, you and Melanie might could go be a game day crew for them. I said, oh, I'd totally do it.
Yeah.
I would totally do it. And it's also that weird thing where, you know, they've picked up this tournament. They've got announcers who aren't necessarily familiar with all the schools.
Yeah.
And it's not like the College World Series where they've spent, you know, a week prepping. Mm-hmm. So it was, but it was better than nothing. I'll say that.
That's it.
Maybe that should be their slogan. Flow sports, better than nothing.
Better than nothing. Listen, here's some footage for you. Uh-huh. It'll all be
good
fun.
Enough.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. So, well, I drove up to Dallas on Thursday. So Caroline had been invited to. So there's this conference. It's called Gathering, Therefore Gathering. And it is a big conference for high school girls, high school age girls. And it was started by this lady named Tiffany Daniels, who we met. She was a delight. And they had invited Caroline to do like these recorded sessions. So I think they mm-hmm. go like into their resource library. And then I think the girls have access to them. But so Caroline wasn't like on stage during the thing, but she went and did these recordings on Friday. Okay. So we drove up on Thursday, met there, went out to dinner Thursday night. And then Friday, she went and did her recordings at the deal, and she did those like at 12:30-ish that day. And then we went to La La Land Coffee.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, the coffee is great. Don't get me wrong. The coffee's great. The store is darling. We have one in San Antonio now, but it's out at La Cantera, so I haven't been to the one here yet. But I'm going to tell you that I had the avocado toast of my life.
Interesting. Not what I was expecting you to say.
No, they had, I think it was the La La Toast. But I'm going to tell you what it was. It has a layer of pesto and then avocado and then burrata and then.
Say no more.
And then hot red chili flakes on it. It was
fantastic.
It was so good. So that was a highlight, just doing that. And then we went back to our hotel. Then that night we went to the conference. Now I'm going to tell you, it was at, what was it called? Bent Tree Fellowship Church in Plano. We were in Plano. I bet there were about it was a huge church. I'm going to say about 3,000 high school girls there.
Okay.
You know, I'm used to, and not that I've done a whole lot of women's conferences, but, you know, women speaking events and stuff. And so what I'm used to were, you know, by the time you're speaking at a women's event, I feel like a lot of time these women come in and they're haggard, they're tired, they've gotten everybody's dinner, they've driven kids to, you know, all the stuff. That is not the vibe that the high school girls brought. They were wired. They were jumping up and down. They were dancing. They were so excited to be there. They looked darling. They were just so cute.
I love it.
Yeah. So they were super cute. It was fun to see that. Here's what it felt like for me as a woman in her mid-50s mm-hmm. being there. It was like if you had dropped me at the Grammy Awards because I didn't know who anybody was. Didn't know who anybody was. Now, I take that. I mean, Sadie Robertson was there. Obviously, I know who she is. Our friend Crystal Hurst, who's our age, was there. So obviously, I know who she is.
Yes.
But like, it was all these like young, energetic, darling speakers. And I was I don't know who any of y'all are. A lot of tattoos is what I'm going to tell you.
Good for them.
I agree.
Good for them.
Listen, yes. I mean, and Caroline's got tattoos, but it was just, it was so, I was like, man, this is like a whole different thing that I didn't really know was going on because I'm not really in that conference world, you know?
Right. Yeah. Same.
And then I laughed because Saturday morning, the conference started back up at 9:00. We made the strategic error because we had been tired from the night before. And I'm going to tell you why in a second. We made a strategic error. We didn't plan out our coffee situation right.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. It was. So we didn't have time to get coffee at the hotel because the hotel coffee shop only had this one lady working there. And listen, that was more than anything she could handle. So we were like, this isn't going to work. So I was like, oh, they have a coffee bar at the event. I'm going to tell you, it's not really a good strategy to think you're going to get coffee where 3,000 high school girls are. So that line was a situation. And so I told Caroline, I said, just go on in. And when it starts, I'll go out because by then everybody will be in and then I'll get coffee. So when I walked to go get coffee, which by the way, the line was still too long, I did run into three really sweet women who are podcast listeners who were moms that were there as volunteers. And so that was fun. So the conference was great. I love seeing that. I think, You know, it's funny because you see those high school girls and you think about that time period. And it was fun to see Caroline had so much affection for that group, you know, like just everything that they're going through and all the emotions and the hormones and the stuff and the friends and the dynamics. And so I love what they're doing. I think that's a great thing to do for, you know, these young girls and for the next generation. But when we got back to our room Friday night after the conference, so by the time we got back to our hotel room, it was 10 o'clock. Caroline goes to, I was like, you go get in the shower first. I needed to answer some email and stuff. So Caroline's in the shower. We have the TV on. There was a Harry Potter marathon. So we had Harry Potter on. The TV's on. All of a sudden, I'm like, is that somebody's baby crying? And then I was like, what? Is that a dog? What am I hearing? Is that a dog barking? And I muted the TV. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't either of those things.
Okay.
What it was is some people in the room next to us.
Oh. Oh, my.
And I.
Oh, goodness. Oh, mercy.
That's what I'm going to say. It went on.
Oh, goodness.
Caroline got out of the shower, and I was sitting there kind of frozen like a deer. She gets out of the shower, and she's like, and the TV's on. I've now turned the TV up. And she kind of did the same. She goes, what am I hearing? And then the look of sheer horror on her face.
Oh, goodness.
And I wanted to say, ma'am, this is a mid-level Hilton in Plano, Texas.
Well, listen, just about said something so inappropriate, but I stopped myself.
And I'm like, we have like cheer parents here. I mean, I was like, this isn't that type of situation. And I finally looked at Caroline because I can't even tell you how long it went on. And I looked at her and I said, I'm going to be honest with you. Nothing is that good. I said, nothing is that good. Yeah. It just. So.
Yeah. Thank y'all for joining us today, by the way. We appreciate it. We'll be back next week with more college baseball. And
I,
golly, dog.
So we finally called down to the front desk. So we
so you had to report it?
Yes, because it didn't stop. It wouldn't stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. And I was like, either we're going to need to change rooms. We're a mother and daughter who were here to attend a Christian conference, and this is just a lot.
So when did it stop?
Well, not I'm going to tell you, not for another long time.
And okay.
I finally looked at Caroline and I said, just put your AirPods in. I said, just put your AirPods in. And yeah. And we both did.
Okay.
And then at some point, it stopped. And then I laughed because... And then we were so, neither one of us could get a hold of ourselves. Like, we were so hysterical by the whole absurdity of the whole situation and just the awkwardness of Caroline was like, well, I'm glad we have a close relationship.
I mean, like, seriously, that is really a moment to share as mother and daughter. It really is. Yes.
Not one I ever wanted to share. And sure. But she looked at me and right before bed, we like turned out the light and it was like, what time? And Caroline just looked and she said, my only hope is that we don't run into whoever that is leaving the hotel room tomorrow morning.
Isn't that the truth?
And I was like, please, Jesus, no. And we did not. But okay. I'm going to say they were probably exhausted.
Oh, no doubt. My goodness.
So anyway. Everybody. So that was kind of an interesting situation that has never happened in all the years that I've stayed in a hotel. Anywhere, but it was a situation.
It was something else. It sounds like
it was something. It scarred me personally.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Well, I was at a hotel last night. Nothing nearly that eventful happened. No, but I went to Auburn yesterday to see our friend Ella, our friend Joey and Steph's daughter. Because as you know, she had notified me a few weeks ago that she would like for us to discuss Prince of Egypt.
Yes.
as it relates to current world events. And that is just, well, let me get some gas in the car and head on down.
Oh, for sure.
So I drove down yesterday afternoon and stayed at the Graduate, which, you know, is one of my favorite hotels on the planet.
Yes.
I actually saw this morning, I saw a couple of podcast listeners downstairs when I was getting coffee. And we agreed, it's like being invited to stay in the nicest guest room at your best friend's house.
Yes, that's such a great way to say it.
The fabric's so good. Anyway, so I drove down and Ella came to the hotel yesterday afternoon and we walked around Auburn and we did a little window shopping and we sat outside the Graduate and visited and then we went to dinner and talked about all manner of things. And then she had a thing last night because she's been director of Albee. They have four people who manage Albee at Auburn. And she's been one of those people for the last year. And last night was the night they were going to notify the people who are going to be directors for next year.
Oh, that's fine. Okay.
So she left. I don't know. We walked back to the hotel and then she left to go do all of that. And I got up to the room and I really I kind of thought at that point, State's baseball game was over against UCLA. And so, cause I thought, well, if we win, I'll watch that again. That's what I'll do tonight.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, if we don't win, I'll watch an episode of Bridgerton because I'm watching the back half of this season, okay, which I have thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah.
And then I got back to the room and I was like, I'm kind of tired. And at this point, I don't know. It's about 8:10. It's maybe 8:15.
Okay.
I mean, it's early. And I thought, well, if I get in bed this early, you know, I'll wake up at midnight and I'll be like, and I'm rested. But I got in the bed probably honestly, at 8:45. And I think I was all the way asleep by 9:00. And
wow.
Then I woke up at 5:15 this morning and I was as rested as could be, as happy as could be. But anyway, all that to say, I had a great night's sleep at the Graduate. I had a meeting this morning, just via Zoom. So I did that there and then I drove back home. Driving back home, and I love the drive between Birmingham and Auburn. It's one of my favorite drives. But today we had a situation with cars getting in that left lane. And you know, I am road ragey. I will fully admit.
Yes.
think most Enneagram 9s are. We had a real issue with cars getting in that left lane and being dead even with the car in the right lane and not feeling any compulsion to move.
Oh,
and that
and straight to jail on that.
Oh,
that's ridiculous.
Straight to jail. Immediately to jail when you do that. And there is a black Suburban that I have memorized. I know the tag. I have a pretty good idea about the year that particular Suburban is.
Mm-hmm.
That black Suburban and there was a newer BMW that was I feel like we essentially did some sort of car tango the whole way down 280 coming home.
So annoying.
It was so annoying. And I just wanted everybody just to set their cruise control. And there are a lot of stoplights, so I get it. But anyway, I was very happy to get home. But I stopped in Sylacauga. I was like, I think I would like some chicken tenders from Popeyes. Because, you know, a Popeyes chicken tender is a thin chicken tender.
Yeah, it is.
And so I think they're delicious. And so I went to the Popeyes, I stopped and placed a mobile order so that I could just go through the drive-thru at Popeyes and pick it up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to the drive-thru. And the person who was working said, can you hold on just a minute? And I said, sure. And after I'd been sitting there about 5 minutes, I kind of, you know, hello, is anybody there? And so I said, hey, I have a mobile order. And she said, oh, I can't see that. And she said, but we don't have any mobile orders ready. And I said, well, do you know how long it'll be until it's ready?
Yeah.
And she said, no, I can't see it. I don't know. I'm at the drive-thru. And I said, okay. She said, so just pull around. There's a white van out here. Just pull around in front of that white van.
Sure.
And listen, if I hadn't been so tickled, I would have been annoyed.
You know,
but I was so ticked. Just pull around in front of that white van out there. Then when she brought me my food, she starts to hand me my drink because I got in a Diet Coke. And she said, yeah, my machine wasn't working. All I had was sweet tea. And I said, well, I'm good then. I actually, because I don't drink sweet tea.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm good. I don't need it. But she, you know, and so, and then off I went. But yeah, just bumbling around.
She wasn't worried about it. She wasn't.
No, she wasn't worried about it. And why should I be? Why should I be?
No, not really. So her problem.
It was a quick trip, but it was a good trip. And that's good. So I enjoyed getting to be with Ella and getting to talk to her for sort of a bigger swath of time than is normal. And then the only other thing we have going on is we are doing, I think, what will be our final dinner for Alex's fraternity brothers on Wednesday night, which is hard to believe.
Wow. Hard to believe. I know. Mm-hmm. Golly, that's crazy.
I know. And, I can't get sentimental about something ahead of time. I just I don't have the capacity to pre-feel my feelings.
Yeah.
But David does. Mm. And so I feel like he's pretty much going to greet them standing on the front porch singing Sunrise Sunset. Yes. Like he's so deep in his feelings about us being at the end of college. And I'm just like, whatever, it had to end at some point. Like, this is kind of what you want to happen. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they're all coming over. And so I got a big Costco order this afternoon. And I've got a system kind of planned out where tonight I'm going to grate my cheese.
Oh, okay.
My Parmesan that I'm going to need for some stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to clear out the bar to put all their drinks on it. And then tomorrow I'll do a few more steps so that it won't be quite so hectic on Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Well, that's so fun. That'll be a fun little last hurrah.
I hope it'll be a fun last hurrah for them. They've been a great bunch, and they have made the most, I feel like, of their time together at college. And so here we go.
Golly, it goes fast, you know?
It really does. It just, it's quick. So. Yeah. So I'll have feelings about that next week, but right now I just want to cook my food.
I was going to say, right now you got to worry about getting your cheese grated. So that's a next week problem to think certainly about that. Is. About Saturday, you'll decide to get in the bed over that. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Or maybe I don't know, August. Maybe August. I'll have a lot of feelings about college being over, but I cannot get too far down the road. I don't know. No, I can't.
That's okay. It's funny because last week, this is a totally different thing, but I went and test drove I had it for a day. It's one of those new Ineos Grenadier cars. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm a little obsessed with them. And so Perry and I went and looked at them. They gave me one to drive. I love it, but I also love the car that I have. And so it was this whole thing of I couldn't make a decision. And so when I brought it back to the salesman the next day, who was so nice and so helpful, he was like, well, what are you thinking? And I was like, well, I just can't. And I said, here's the deal. I'm a slow processor. And I said, so I can't. Yeah. And I told Perry, I said, listen, that man was like, ma'am, I don't need to know your whole emotional history. But I was just like, I can't make a quick decision. I don't know how I really feel about something. I need to get on the other side of something.
Yes.
So I feel like I like it, but I'm also worried that I may have regrets. And so I just couldn't. But I was like, we're slow processors. That's what
I know. I need a minute. And I hardly know how I feel right now, much less how I might potentially feel in the future.
That's it.
Anyway, but listen, it's tender heart time around here with David for sure.
I get it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I have one last thing that I want to recommend before we get into five favorites. So on the way home, I don't know if you've already listened to this, on the way home from Dallas, I listened to a couple of different podcasts, but have you listened to Amy Poehler's episode with Carol Burnett?
I have not listened to the whole thing yet, but I've got to do it. Kind of been waiting until I was on the road, and I should have listened to it on my Auburn trip, but I had to listen to Mississippi State Baseball podcast first and foremost, and then I listened to Colin Catherine's most recent episode.
Okay. I also listened to Colin Catherine, but then I listened to Amy Poehler. Y'all, I'm telling you, if you've never even listened to an episode of Amy Poehler, her episode with Carol Burnett, first of all, Carol Burnett is 92 years old, and she is so sharp and so funny. I was so impressed with her. And it's like, I told Perry, I said, it was like listening to a time capsule of old Hollywood. What a treasure. So highly recommend if you're looking for something really good to listen to.
Okay. I need to do that. It got past me. And then I think Amy Poehler had Jonathan Groff on and I listened. I love that one. And then I don't know. I just, then I kind of forgot. So that's a good reminder to go back and listen.
Anyway, really good. Highly recommend. So, and then other than that, I finally finished my trilogy of Tatiana and Alexander. So I put that to rest.
Okay.
And listen, it was a saga. But if you like a big dramatic saga, I thought it was good. But I've started The Heir Apparent. And listen.
Oh, yes. I also have started The Heir Apparent.
Yeah. Well, you're the one that told me about it. And
yes,
so,
I just hadn't been doing much reading the last couple of weeks. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, you give me some sort of faux royal situation I am in. So I'm only a couple of chapters in, but love it already.
Okay. That's very exciting.
Okay.
I have not done much other than watch college baseball and get caught up on The Real Housewives and then Bridgerton. So that's sort of been my trajectory the last week, I would say.
Okay. Well, on that note, is it time for five favorites?
It is time for five favorites. And I'm going to start us off with something that I mentioned last week because I have listened to David talk about this so much. And that is the shoe, there were shoes that Cole had on when they came over here that he has talked about that he loves, that then David went and bought. And now David cannot stop talking about them. It's the Nike Vomero Premium shoe. I say those 4C slides are the shoes of my adult life.
Mm-hmm.
David would say these are the shoes of his adult life.
Okay.
He was going to run some errands. I think it was Friday, and he comes down the hall and he said, I'm walking on marshmallows. Like, it's just, I'm so springy. Can you tell how springy it is? And they're hard to find online. They're sold out a lot of places, but Track Shack here in Birmingham, it looks like they still have them in a good variety of sizes. They are a spendy shoe, but I think if, especially, well, I won't get into all this, but David has had problems with one heel in particular, and his heel feels great in these shoes. He loves these shoes. He cannot stop talking about them. So I'm going to make that a five favorite and say, I don't know one thing about what they feel like. I personally do not have any, but he gives them rave reviews.
Okay.
And then as we take a hard left into the second item for this week, I would like to tell you about some new tongs that I purchased.
Well, feels right.
But I love tongs. I use them all the time in the kitchen. I feel like a wooden spoon and a pair of tongs. Those are my favorite kitchen utensils. And I ordered myself some new tongs. And it was one of those things where I was like, I have been using broke down tongs for some time.
Yes.
And why? You're like, why?
Yeah.
They're not expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I got two sets of tongs. I bought four tongs.
Wow.
I know. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. These are fantastic. This says they're heavy duty. I like a 9-inch tong instead of a 12-inch tong because the 12-inch to me is harder to control. I like the 9-inch, like especially if I'm flipping fried chicken or whatever. But anyway, these are great if anybody has a need for tongs. I also like them when we have people over for serving food. So I think they're a great thing to put out. You know, it makes it easy to pick up a hamburger steak, or it makes it easy to, I don't know, there are 1,000 uses for tongs. I don't have to name all of them, but I like them. And I think these are great that I ordered from Amazon. So just passing that along. I look forward to the two people who look at that link and then contact me to let me know that they think they're beautiful. This next thing's another Amazon thing, and this is nothing fancy, but I saw these one day and I thought, you know, those are like a cute little like throw on pair of pants, like a cute little, just like I need to run some errands and I don't want to look like I'm in my workout clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Like these little pants, I think, and just a plain t-shirt are a really cute option. I actually, the color I got, I don't know if it's still in stock. I got the pink. But I think the blue is cute. I think the black is cute. I love the crochet detail down the side. I think it's fun.
Super cute.
Yeah, I think they're great. And so they're really soft. They run true to size, easy breezy. And I don't know. I just think that's a fun little detail to find on a pair of Amazon pull-on pants with a drawstring. You know,
super cute. Yeah. No, it's like an elevated sweatpant.
Yes, it's kind of an elevated sweatpant. A little bit thinner than a pair of sweatpants, which is nice, I think, in the spring. And then along the same vein, you know how I am about Aerie. Aerie makes the clothes for the life I live. And I love this go-to sweatshirt. It looks like it's red and blue. I think you know I would not.
No.
It's like a peachy color and a light, light blue. And I think it's so springy, so cute. This would be darling with white jeans. They have all kinds of fun color combinations. And I would say go with your normal size. If you want it a little oversized, if you want it really oversized, go up a size. And if you want it to fit, go down a size.
Okay. So this is really cute.
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. This is really cute.
I love a sweatshirt and a pair of shorts. What is that about?
That's a great outfit though.
It's a great outfit. Mm-hmm. And I love when it's the weather. And today would have been a great day for this here. Well, it's like in the 70s and a sweatshirt's not too hot and your shorts are comfortable. And I don't know. Something about that's just freedom to me. I don't know what that says about me.
I'm laughing because this blue and white stripe. So at the conference on Saturday, when Sadie Robertson walked in, she had on a blue and white striped like sweatshirt thing. And then I got out and I was walking around and I was like, well, all of these people, look at everybody wearing blue and white striped. This must be like a big trend. That was one of the official sweatshirts of the event. That's why everybody. I missed that the blue and white, but it did look exactly like this. And I did think it was really cute. I did not realize it was one of the official Gather merch sweatshirts. But I just thought everybody really dressed alike.
I think they were on trend though, because yesterday when Ella and I were going in and out of a few shops, she pulled out a blue, like a lighter blue and a navy striped top. And she said, stripes are everywhere around here. I think the stripes are maybe that's a spring trend. Okay. I don't know.
It's really cute.
And this last thing is ridiculous. And I know it's ridiculous because it's March and this is a Christmas kind of item, but I don't care because this is my favorite dish soap I have ever had. I've used Mrs. Meyer's for a long time, but this is the peppermint. And I got it for the first time back during the holidays. And I was like, well, this is refreshing because, you know, I don't want my dish soap to smell like a flower.
No.
I don't want it to smell like a tropical breeze. I want it to either smell like citrus or it can also smell like this peppermint or like a eucalyptus or something like that. I love this stuff. And I'm so scared every time I reorder, it's going to go away. I buy it in threes. And I do, like, I'm kind of an obsessive dishwasher. I really like to wash my stuff with soap before I put it in the actual dishwasher. So I make a lot of stuff too that tends to stick. And so anyway, but I love the scent. So if you too like a minty, sort of fresh, herby scent as opposed to a tropical breeze, I cannot recommend it enough. If you don't want candy canes and peppermints on the front of your detergent as you head into spring, just put it in a little glass container and keep it moving. But it's really, really good. I love the way it smells.
Okay. This is so funny because now you just made me look, because I fell in love with it's Iowa Pine, which is another
That
holiday.
Was also delicious. Yes. I had that too.
So you just made me go down the trail, and apparently I can still get that on Amazon. Because I haven't been able to find it anymore at HEB. So listen, thank you for your service.
You're so welcome. I like getting detergent. It's one of those things I like to buy it in a little bit of bulk. You know, you just don't ever want to run out.
No.
So I like getting it in threes and just keeping it under the sink. And I don't know, I'm a little neurotic about it, I guess, but whatevs.
Listen, you're just a planner. You just plan ahead. Okay. Well, this has been great. We'll see what the Bulldogs do against Southern Miss.
Yes, we will.
The Aggies face Incarnate Word Tuesday night.
Okay. All right.
So, I feel like Incarnate Word's also like Lamar. It's one of those schools. We play them 52 times every
year. I was going to say that's not a shocker to me that y'all are playing them. But if y'all play them Tuesday night, that means y'all can play Lamar again the next week.
Yeah, that's right. That's probably what the schedule is. That's probably it.
I know it won't be long till we'll be in SEC territory, and I actually have a phone call tomorrow morning about my SEC baseball tickets.
Oh, so, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, because it's spring break is here, which I'm just like, how did we like March all of a sudden? I'm like, well, here we are. It's March. So,
but don't you? I feel like February's always like that. Like January's endless.
Yeah.
And then February tends to be like just a hint of a month. Really,
I agree.
When it's all said and done.
Yeah. Yeah. It flew by. Caroline's spring break is next week. And I'm like, that just doesn't even seem possible. And then we'll blink and the semester will be over.
I know. I know. Crazy. All right. Well, okay. Y'all, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.